Zok the Mishnah Vayitam, Masech Tos Yevamos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Although there are many women one is not allowed to marry, the severity of the Isra changes. There are, of course, those that are Osamid Rabbanon, and there are those that there's an Isra Lav, but there's no Karis. There's no Mises Bezin. For some, there's a Chiyuv Karis, for some, there's a Mises Bezin. We're going to see in our Mishnah there are three Shitas as to what type of an Isra, how severe does the Isra have to be for the child that was born in this forbidden marriage to be considered a Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva holds even from a Lav. Shimon HaTimni holds it has to be at least a Chiyuv Karis. Rabbi Yeshua holds no, it would have to be a Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. Of course, for Mises Bezdin, there has to be Hasra, there has to be Edim. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Once again, Masechtos Yevamos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Frek the Mishnah. Ezo Mamzer. A Mamzer, we understand, is born from a marriage that wasn't allowed, but what type of a marriage? Zak the Mishnah. Kol She'er Basar. Any child that was born from relatives that the parents were not allowed to marry. In other words, the father married a relative which he wasn't allowed to. A type of relative that he wasn't allowed to. Some relatives you're allowed to. But any woman that the father married, which is below Yavah, where the Torah says you're not allowed to, even though it's just a lav, although there's no chi of karis even. But the child is a mamzer, divri Rabbi Akiva, that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Shimon HaTimni, Shimon HaTimni says, kol shechi yavon olav karis bidei shemayim. Shimon HaTimni argues in Rabbi Akiva. Although the father wasn't allowed to marry this mother, but if it was just a lav and there's no chi of karis, the child is not a mamzer. The halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni. Batnura points out there are some exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, if the father was chayav karis for marrying this woman, then the child is a mamzer. Rabbi Shua says, no, karis is not enough to make the child a mamzer. Kol shechayav malav misas bezdin. It has to be such a serious iser that there's a chayav misas bezdin for it. But just karis, although karis is bad enough, a lav is also terrible. But lamaisa, for the child to be a mamzer, according to Rabbi Yeshua, would have to be that the parents were over an iser, the type of iser, which is a chiyuv mises bezin. Zok de Mishnah weiter, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai said, Mitzasi Megillas Yuchsin, I found a Megillas Yuchsin. That was a special Megillah, had the yichus of all the families. Who everyone comes from, Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim. The Kosovan was written over there. Ish ploini so and so, mamzer is a mamzer, me eshes ish. As if to say, that's the reason he's a mamzer, because his father married someone who was a married woman. And that's a chi of Mises Bezdin. Lekayim divi Rabbi Yeshua, this supports the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who says, one is only a mamzer if he was born out of a marriage where the parents were over a chi of Mises Bezdin. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Ishto Shemesa. This person, if his wife dies, Mutter B'Achaisa. It's Mutter for him to marry his wife's sister. The Isra of Achais Ishto is only during the lifetime of the wife. Gersha, if he divorces her, Umesa, then she dies, Mutter B'Achaisa. It's Mutter for him to marry her sister. So most Mefarshim explained that the Chiddush over here is, even though he divorced her, he still can't marry her sister unless she passes away. Now, suppose a man divorces his wife and nisses liacha, she marries someone else. V'mesa, then she dies. Mutar b'chayse, it's mutar for him to marry her sister. So the Meiri says here too, the chiddush is, that even though he divorces her and she married someone else, alachari, mamash has no shaychus with her. She's someone else's wife. It doesn't make a difference. He still can't marry her sister, as long as she's down here on this world. Yevimtoi shemesa zok to Mishnah Vaita, mutar b'chayse. A Yavim cannot marry the relatives of his Yavama. But the sister of a Yavama can't be any more strict than the sister of a wife. And if the wife passes away, it's mutter for him to marry her sister, so the same is true for the Yavama. Chalatz lo v'meisa, he gave chalitza to her, and then she passed away, mutter b'achayse, it's mutter for him to marry her sister. Chazal were geizer on a chalutza, she should be considered like a wife that was divorced. That's why the chalitz, the one that does the chalitza, he can't marry her relatives. But again, it's only when she's alive. If he mamish divorced his wife, he would be mutter in her sister after she passed away. The same is true for the chalitza. So the Meiri says, again, that's the chiddush here in the Mishnah. You would think after chalitza, there's no possible way he can marry her afterwards. So like they're totally separate. There's no shaychus. Why can't he marry her sister? No, he still can't marry her sister unless she passes away. So basically, we learned in Mishnah Yud Beis and Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Kiva holds that a mamzer is even from Chayvei Lavin. Shimon HaTimni holds it has to be one rung on the ladder more serious. It has to at least be the type of issa that's a chi of Karis. Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it has to be even more strict than that. It has to be a chi of Mises Bezd. We learned that Rav Shimon ben Azi said, we found the Megillas Yuchsin in Yerushalayim, where it says, Ish Plaini Mamzer, because his father took an Eshes Ish. Al-Khair, that sounds more like Rabbi Yeshua. At least that's what that Megillas Yuchsin said. Eshes Ish is a chi of Mises Bezdin. Then the Mishnah reminded us, and we understand that Mefarshim explained the various different chidushim in each case over here, that if someone's wife dies, it's mut of him to marry your sister. Even if he divorces her, it's only mut of him to marry her sister after she passes away. Even if she married someone else, it's only mutter for him to marry her sister if that original wife passed away. That's how the Meiri explains the Mishnah. We learned that a yevimtei shemesa is mutter biachaisa. Can't be any more strict than a karev of his wife. And even if he gave her chalitza, he would only be a mutter b'achaisa if she passes away. By the way, the isser of achaisa ishta, his wife's sister, makes no difference if it's his wife's sister through a common mother or through a common father. Even if it's not both through the same father and mother, but they had the same mother, same father, she would also be asrtim.